Okay, we're going to start from the bottom of the base, approximately 5 or 6 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara over here is discussing in a case where a person was not kind of proper makoim, and the question is, how much area does he have to walk? How much is permissible? So the case that we're going to deal with is if the person is on a boat. Question is, how much can he walk around on the boat? Does he have Dalet Amos? Does he have the entire boat? So let's start from, it's in the middle of a sugya, but we're really supposed to be doing Daf Mem Gimel. So we're going to start from the bottom of Mem Beis and Mem Beis. We're going to start like this. The Gemara is going to start from, in the middle of the sentence, the Kule Alma Mias, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. We'll start from there. Everybody agrees that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to being, if you're on a boat before Shabbos and the boat is traveling, that you're allowed to walk in the entire area of the boat. The Gemara wants to know, my time, what's the reasoning why it's permissible to walk in the entire boat? I'm a rabba. So Rabba's reasoning is, since when Shabbos started, you were in the confines of those walls, so those walls can create the entire area that you're allowed to walk in. So you're allowed to walk in the entire boat. Rav Zeira gives a completely different reason. Since the boat takes you from the beginning of 4 Amos and moves you into a different 4 Amos, so then it's mutter. Rashi has a couple different pshatim exactly why it's mutter. Either because since the boat is moving, you're never really kind of a particular Dalet Amos. So therefore, you never had a mokim. So that you're not confined to Dalet Amos because you don't have a Dalet Amos that became your mokim. That's one reason Rashi gives. Another interesting reason that Rashi gives is because the boat is moving backwards. So if the boat, for example, is moving from east to west, and if I walk from west to east, so as the boat is moving, I'm also moving to compensate for that direction. So therefore, I end up in the same place the whole time. The entire boat is the same Dalet Amos if I'm moving exactly in the opposite direction of the boat. Of course, Rashi realizes that this is a problem because what happens when you get to the end of the boat, then I can't turn around and walk back because the boat will continue to move. A third pshat that Rashi gives, which is actually a very interesting pshat, is that if the boat is moving while I'm on the boat, so what that is equivalent to is the same as goyim taking me and moving me into a different rishos. So, and the halacha is that every time when a guy moves me into a new rishos, I have the Dalet Amos in that new rishos. So every time the boat moves, I have a new place that the goyim put me. I have a new place that I can walk Dalet Amos. So since that's happening continuously, so every time I put my foot down, I'm now in a new place I can walk Dalet Amos. And then the next time I take a step, I'm in a new place that I can walk Dalet Amos. So I'm never restricted on where I'm walking because I'm constantly in a new place. Now, depending on how fast the boat is moving, or for example, if you would be on an airplane, as we're going to see, so then it's really these different pshatim may have a nafka mina. In any event, so the bottom line is, I can walk the entire boat because no area in the boat is exactly my Dalet Amos. That's the bottom line. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between these three, between Rabba and Reb Zeira? The Gemara says, Ika beinayu shenifchasu daifnei svina. If the walls of the boat fall apart. So if the reason is because I'm not koina amokam because the boat is moving, so I'm still not koina amokam and I can walk the entire boat. If the reason is because I'm within the confines of certain walls, those walls don't exist anymore, then I don't have the heter of more than Dalet Amos because I don't have the walls that created a larger area. Inami, another answer would be the kaifes misvina lesvina, or I jump from one boat to another boat. So again, if the reason is because the boats are moving, so the other boat is also moving and I don't have a problem of Dalet Amos. If the reason is because I'm within those walls, I was within those walls Erev Shabbos, I was not within the walls of the new boat, so therefore I don't have the heter of walking the entire boat. So that would be a nafka mina between the two. The interesting thing about this Gemara is that the two nafka minas, the two examples that the Gemara gives in nafka mina are really both the same thing. Both have the same outcome that according to Rabba, that you, because you were there in the first place, would not be a heter if you changed circumstances. And according to Reb Zeira, because the boat is moving, in both cases would be a heter no matter what, either the walls fall down or I'm on a new boat. Either one of those cases are a reason why I can continue to walk on the new boat or the new area. So the Gemara then continues and says, Reb Zeira, that says it's because the boat is moving, my time of Layama Karaba, why doesn't he say that I could hold like Rabba because it's I have the whole area. Amalach will say mechitza is lahavriach mayim asuyos. This is the top of Mengimel Amaralos. Say the reason why the walls are there is not really to create a circumstance that it's creating mechitzas, but rather the walls of the boat are just to keep the water out. So we see, by the way, a very interesting concept that the walls have two purposes. The walls have one purpose is to keep, like a fortress. The one reason is to keep the outside factors, elements out, and the other reason is to keep what's inside in. And it makes a difference what the purpose of those walls are. If the purpose of the wall is to keep the outside elements from coming in, those do not have a din of a wall, and therefore do not create an entire area, and I'm stuck to my Dalet Amos. However, if the purpose of the wall is to contain what's inside, to keep what's inside in, like for example my house, the purpose of the walls is so that I'm inside an area, so then those walls are considered mechitzas, and it creates an entire area even larger than Dalet Amos. So that's why Rav Zeira doesn't hold of Rabba. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rabba, my time alo yama ki Rav Zeira. So why doesn't Rabba hold of Rav Zeira? Because we're moving. So the Gemara says, you're right. I agree. Nobody argues if the boat is actually moving that I can move more than my Dalet Amos. Ki pligi b'sha amda. The only time they argue is, in fact, when the boat is standing still. And that's when they argue. When the boat is not moving, so now the question is, am I contained in my Dalet Amos? According to Rav Zeira, I would be, because the boat is not moving. According to Rabbos, no, the entire boat is considered one area, and I'm allowed to move more than Dalet Amos. Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Deka, I can prove that our Mishnah also holds that when the boat is moving, it's not a problem. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah, the Bram Alechas Lai Pligi, that when the boat is moving, nobody argues, everybody holds its motor. Me might. How do I know this? Me Diktani, because from the fact that our Mishnah says the following. Maisa shabohu mi pal darsin. They were coming. There's a story that they were traveling from pal darsin. The hefligus finasa biyam, and the boat was traveling on the ocean. Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah hochu es kula. So they walked the entire boat. Again, Rabbi Gamliel shitase that the whole boat is mutter. The Rabbi Yeshuva, Rabbi Akiva loizozu me arba amos. They didn't move out of their dalet amos. Sharotu lahachmir al atzman because they wanted to be machmir not to walk out of the dalet amos. So the Gemara picks up on this. If I can explain the following, it makes sense. The mahalechas that the boat is moving, loipligi, nobody argues, meaning that when the boat is moving, it is perfectly mutter to move around. Hainu diktani rotsu. Now I understand they wanted to be machmer. Really, it was perfectly mutter, and they wanted to be machmer. Why? Duma amda, because they were afraid maybe the boat would stand still, and if the boat stood still, then I would have dalet amos, and I wouldn't be allowed to walk. So that's why they wanted to be machmer, even if the boat is moving. But it's a chumrah. Eliyam or pliga. But if you say they argue. And there are some people that say that it's usur even if the boat is moving. Harotu lahachmir. They want it to be machmir yisuruhu. It would be a straightforward isur. Elamai, by the fact that we say that it's only a chumr is a raya, that they really agree be'etzem that when the boat is moving, I can move as much as I want. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deki, he says also the Mishnah is precise in this fact. Diktani, because the Mishnah says, Svina dumya the deer v'sire. The Svina, the case of the boat, is the same as the pen. That the animals are, or a cage or something like that, ma dir v'sar, just like by the pen, the kavi, that they're not moving, and that's when it's also, and that's where you have a machlokes whether you can move around more than dalet amos. Afsvina nami to kavi, the case of the boat also was talking about a case where the boat was not moving. So that's where they argue. But anachanami, everybody would agree, when the boat is moving, you can move around as much as you want. Amale Ravacha Berei de Rovo, the Ravashi. So Ravacha said to Ravashi, Halacha k'Rav Gamliel b'Svina. Everybody agrees that by a boat you can walk around the entire boat, even if the boat is standing still or moving, so it's mutter. Hilchasa, but if the fact is that he has to pass him, that's true. Michlal, the pligi, that means there's somebody that argues and says, even if the boat is moving, that it's also. So Gemara says, yes, Tanya, and we learned in the Brisa to agree with that. Tanya, the Hananya Oimer, Hananya says, that whole day that they were sitting on the boat, they were clearing, they were discussing this halacha the whole day. Emesh, and that evening, they decided, Achi Abba, that the brothers of Abba, in other words, his uncle, decided, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'Svina, that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to a boat that she can move around in the entire boat. However, halacha is like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to a cage or a pen, that, Anachanami, you do not have the entire area. Again, this is talking about where you're outside of your tchum. Just because it's an enclosed area does not mean that you get the entire area. You only get the dalet amos. So it comes out with Maskana the Gemara that if the area is moving, you can get as much area as you want because you're not bound by dalet amos. However, if you're in a stationary place, you only get your dalet amos and you don't get the entire enclosed area. Next Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. Boy, Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina now asks a question. Yesh tchum l'malam e'asara, or ain't tchum l'malam e'asara? Is the concept that you're restricted to your 2,000 amos, the tchum, even above 10 amos? Now, we've discussed before in Erevin that the limit of the Rishus HaRabim really only goes up to 10 amos. So, or 10 tfachim, rather. So, once you're above that 10 tfachim, are you limited in the tchum as well? So, the Gemara says, Amos gevayasar v'roichiv arba. If you have a pillar that juts out, which is more than 10 tfachim high, and it's 4 amos wide, that was never a question. The aras michtahi, that becomes like the ground, and of course that area is a new area, and the measurement of 10 tfachim starts from the top of that plateau, not from the ground that you're standing on, and of course the concept of tchum applies to that as well. When did we ask the question? When is there an issue? Where we have a pillar that's more than 10 tfachim high, but it's not 4 tfachim wide, so it's not considered its own area. So now, and part of it is within your tchum, and it extends the other 3 amas. Let's say, for example, extend beyond the 2,000 amas. So would I be allowed to walk on those 3 amas on the pillar beyond my 2,000 amas? That's the question. Inami, or another way to phrase this, is the kaza b'kvitza, where you go, you jump, and the question is, you jump more than 2,000 amos. Rashi says that we're talking about the Yisad Hashem Hashem, and through that you were able to move more than 2,000 amos in one shot. So the question is, did the 2,000 amos apply? There's nachrina b'sfina, or again, you're going in a boat. Now the concept that the Gemara understands is that whenever you're on a boat, the boat is floating on the water. Really, the ground, the dirt underneath at the bottom of the ocean, that's really where you are. However, because the water interferes and interrupts between you and the ground, you're above 10 tfachim off the ground. We had this concept once before when we talked about whether it's considered nach, whether something is considered landed and stationary on a boat if the boat is more than 10 tfachim off the ground. In any event, so now the question is, and this would be similar to an airplane where you're flying in the air, do you have to worry about the problem of tchum because you're more than 10 tfachim off the ground? So Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha? Is there a problem of tchum or not? So Rav Hoshea says, Tashma, bring your raya. Maisa, again, the same story that we had in our Mishnah. Shabo mipal medarsin. They came from the city. They're fleeing between us and the Yam, and the boat was traveling. And we see that they wanted to be machmer, not to walk within the Dalaramas. So the Gemara says like this, Iyamr Bishlaim, so I would understand perfectly Yesh Tchumim, that there's a concept of Tchum, Misham Hachi Ratsu, so that's why they wanted to be machmer, because they were afraid. Maybe they went out of the Tchum, and they had to worry about it, and they didn't want to walk out of the Dalaramas. But if you hold that Lamala Me'asar Tfachim, there's no concept of Tchum whatsoever, so then Amai Rata, what were they being machmir about? There was no the concept of Tchum, the restrictions of Tchum didn't apply to them. There was no problem. So the Gemara answers, yeah, there was a problem over here, because Amar Rava, B'mahalechas Barakak. Over here we're talking about that they weren't floating on your typical stream or roshan where you're well above the ground, but rather we're talking about you're in an area where it's all muddy, and you are, the boat, the hull of the boat is in fact attached or within contact of the ground, and now you are in fact less than 10 tfachim off the ground, and that's why they had an issue with tchum. Hachanami, so over here also, what Rabbi was talking in a different context, but over here also you could say that the cases that we're talking about, that you were within 10 tfachim off the ground, and that's why we have a shayla. So we don't have a raya one way or the other. Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. Pa'amachas, one time, when nichnasu l'namol, again, the end of our Mishnah, they didn't get into port until it was already dark, and they had a question whether they can disembark. So again, the assumption is that the boat was more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So if you want to say that the concept of tchumim apply, shapir. So that makes sense why they were worried and concerned about whether or not they can get off the boat. But if you hold it again, there's no concept of tchumim above 10 tfachim. So even if they were outside the tchumim, my hobby, what's the problem? There's no problem of tchumim more than 10 tfachim off the ground. Must be that there is a problem. On the Rava, so this is where Rava made his statement, Mamalechas for a tak, that the case was that they were walking within, that the boat rather was attached to the ground, was close to the ground, and there was a problem of tchum because they were within 10 tfachim off the ground. Toshima. Hani Shev Shmaitza, there were these 7 halochas. This Amrun b'tafra b'shabota kamei de Rav Chista b'sura, that were told to Rav Chista in the morning, and he was in the city of Sura. Bahade Panya, in that evening, b'Shabbat, in the same Shabbos, Kameh Rava, the Pumpadisa, that these same halachas were told to Rava in Pumpadisa, which was far away. The Gemara Ksubas discusses how far away these two cities were. So they were not close to each other, clearly, without out of the Tchum. And they both heard the same halachas on the same day. Saman Amrinu, who told these halachas to both Rav Chista and Rava on the same day? La Veliyo. I mean, it must have been Eliyahu HaNavi who would have told the halacha. So we see that Eliyahu traveled more than the tchum on Shabbos. Alma in tchum l'mala me'asar, and he would have traveled above 10 tfachim. So there's no problem of tchum more than 10 tfachim off the ground. The Gemara says, "Look, Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinhu." The Gemara says, maybe it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi, it was Yosef Shida, which was a shade, who doesn't keep Hilchos Shabbos and wasn't concerned about the tchum, and he was the one who repeated these halachas to two different people in two different places on the same Shabbos. So once again, we don't have a raya of somebody who would care about tchumim, whether or not he'd be able to travel more than 10 tfachim off the ground. Tashem, I'll bring you another raya. A guy says the following, Hareini Nozer B'yayim Sheben David Bo. A guy makes a neder and says, I want to become a Nozer on the day that Mashiach's coming. Mutter, the halacha is, it's mutter for him lishtois yayin b'shabosas of the yom tovim. On Shabbos and Yontif, he is allowed to drink wine because he knows that Eliyahu is not going to come. But also lishtois yayin kol yom tovim, but he can't drink wine during the weekday because then we're afraid that Mashiach might come on that day. So once again, if you want to say that there's a problem of tchum, that it's also to travel, now I understand why I'm allowed to drink wine, because I'm definitely not going to become a nazir, because Elio can't get here because it's more than the tchum. If you hold that there's no problem of tchum above 10 tfachim, why can't I drink wine? Because there's no way Elio can get here because it would be more than the tchum. So I can't become a nazir. The Gemara says, no, there's a different problem over here. Shani Hassan, the reason why really Tchum is not a problem and Eliyahu could come. However, Shani Hassan, the Amar Krokus, is a pasuk that says, Hine Anochi Shaleach Lachem et Eliyahu Anavi. And the pasuk over there is saying that Eliyahu Anavi is going to come the day before Mashiach. And therefore, since Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, we know that Mashiach's not going to come today. And therefore, that's how I know that on Shabbos, Mashiach's not going to come. Because I know that Eliyahu Anavi didn't come yesterday. As the Gemara says, Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, so therefore I know that Mashiach is not going to come today, so it's perfectly mutter for me to drink wine today on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's your logic, because I know that Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, b'chol during the week, kol yom v'yom nami lishtri. Even during the week I should be mutter, because I can make the argument to Holayasi Eliyahu Meyasmo, because I know that Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, and therefore I know Mashiach is not coming today. So the Gemara says, Ella, why is that not a good argument? Aminon, Lebezan HaGadol Asa, we say that really Eliyahu HaNavi did show up. He appeared to the Bezan HaGadol, so they knew that Mashiach was coming, and Mashiach is Taka going to come today, and I just didn't know. I didn't know because Eliyahu only told Bezan HaGadol. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, Lema Lebezan HaGadol Asa. So if that's your argument, that really Eliyahu did come, and I just didn't know about it, so then it's problem, you could say the same thing on Shabbos, that really maybe Eliyahu did show up on Friday and I just didn't know about it. Where it answers, Kvar Muftach Lahem Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Bo, Loi Be'er of Shabbosos, Loi Be'er of Yom Tovim. Lifnei HaTorah. So the answer is because I know that Eliyahu would never show up on a Friday. Not because Mashiach can't come on Shabbos, but rather because Eliyahu can't come on Friday, because if Eliyahu would come, Rashi says, everybody's going to go out to greet him, and nobody's going to be able to be Matriach and take care of what they need to take care of on Shabbos. And therefore, Eliyahu would never show up on a Friday. So the Gemara makes the argument that says, Mid Eliyahu lo yasa. If that's true that Eliyahu would never come on a Friday, Mashiach nami lo yasa b'male Shabbato. Lishtri. So if so, Mashiach also won't come on a Friday, so it should be mutter for me to drink wine, meaning I know that for sure I can't become a Nazir on Friday, because Mashiach would not come on Friday either, because he wouldn't do that to us. We'd be busy preparing for Shabbos, and I wouldn't have a chance to prepare. The Gemara answers, no, Eliyahu lo yasa. The reality is that Eliyahu would not come on a Friday. Mashiach asi. But Mashiach would come on a Friday. Why? Tekivin da'asi, because if Mashiach showed up, the whole world would change. Tekivin da'asi Mashiach hakol avodim heim liyisrael. So then the goyim would be considered our avodim, and they'd do all our work for us. So we wouldn't be busy getting ready for Shabbos. We'd be able to go greet Mashiach appropriately, and we wouldn't have to worry about whether or not Shabbos is happening, because our avodim would take care of it. So it would be possible for Mashiach to come on a Friday. However, it would not. Eliyahu HaNavi, on the other hand, would not come on a Friday. So the Gemara says, based on that logic, that Eliyahu and Mashiach wouldn't come on a Shabbos, b'chad b'Shabbos lishtri. So then it should be mutter for me to become a nazir, it should be mutter for me to drink wine, knowing that I will not be a nazir on a Sunday, because I know that Eliyahu and Mashiach didn't come on Shabbos. So lifshut mina, so I should be able to prove that ain't tchum, that there's no tchum, by the fact that Sunday is aser, is a raya that there's no problem of tchum, and it is possible that Eliyahu and Mashiach actually showed up on Shabbos. Why? The yesh tchum, because if there was a problem of tchum and they couldn't show up, b'chad b'Shabbos lishtri, then again it would be mutter for me to drink wine on Sunday, meaning knowing that Mashiach can't come on a Sunday. to lo yasa Eliyahu b'Shabbos, because if there was a problem of tchum, Eliyahu couldn't have come. So the Gemara says, you're right, you know, that's a good point. Hi Tana, spukim misafkale. Over here, the Tana who says that I have to worry that maybe I am a Nazir on Sunday is mesupik whether or not yesh tchumim or yein tchumim. He doesn't know whether or not there's a problem of tchumim, so he doesn't know whether or not Eliyahu can't come. Ulechumra, and therefore he goes to chumra, because maybe there's no tchumim and Eliyahu will come, meaning, and therefore Mashiach will show up on Sunday, and therefore I'll be a nozer and can't drink wine. On the other hand, it's also possible that maybe there is a problem of tchumim, mesupik, maybe there is a problem of tchumim, maybe Eliyahu really won't come, and Mashiach won't come on a Sunday, but I don't know that. So therefore I have to be choshish, and I'm not allowed to drink wine. Now the Gemara wants to say, the whole case over here I don't get. Tekoi Amos. Tekoi Noder. When was I? What day of the week was it exactly when I made this neder that I'm going to become a Nazir? Elema Tekoi Bechol. If it was during the week, it was sometime during the week. And Tekoi Bechol. It was during the week that I made the neder. Kivin Dechalalei Naziris, which means that for my purposes, I have to be worried. I have to think that possibly I became a Nazir, let's say, on Tuesday. If so, Hechi Asya Shabbat Umaskalei. So then that coming Shabbos, why it says on Shabbos it's always mutter. Why would it be mutter? What happened to my Naziris that I started last past Tuesday? Why is it mutter for me to drink wine now on Shabbos? Elo the koy b'shabboto. So rather the case is I made this neder on Shabbos. The konoder, and that's when I made the neder. Ubiyontif, also I was on Yontif, the konoder, and that's when I made the neder. And what I mean to say is on that Shabbos and on that Yontif it's mutter for me to drink wine because I know Mashiach didn't come today. From that day on it would be usher because maybe the Naziris really started and I didn't yet know about it, and therefore once the Naziris started, as the next following Shabbos or Yontif approaches, I will not be able to drink wine because again I have the same suffix, maybe I was another. Anyway, so it comes out from Maskanas of the Gemara, from this Gemara it's not clear whether or not there is a problem of chum l'malo me'asar tzvachum, really no matter how you slice it, there really is a problem, is a question whether or not Mashiach would come on Shabbos. Now there is a minig to talk about Eliyahu HaNavi coming on Matzah Shabbos, notwithstanding this Gemara, because we're able to say, very interesting, the Baal HaMinig says that what happened was Eliyahu really came Erev Shabbos, but he didn't want to appear Erev Shabbos because, again, as we mentioned in the Gemara, he doesn't want to matriarch people. So he waits by the door, so to speak, the whole Shabbos, and then immediately Matzah Shabbos he shows up. And that's why we have a minig on Matzah Shabbos to mention that we should say that Eliyahu should come. Because we really think that Eliyahu was really there the whole time. He was just waiting. He wasn't going to show his face on Erev Shabbos because that would be too much of a tircha. But he's mamish right there. So immediately after Shabbos, we know that Eliyahu, it's possible that Eliyahu will be there. That's what the Baal HaMinig says. Right, and that's why we sing Eliyahu HaNavi. We mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Matzah Shabbos because it's possible that Eliyahu HaNavi will show up on Matzah Shabbos. Continuing on the Gemara over here. Very interesting, very interesting. Gemara goes through a tangent here. There was one time when they didn't get into the port on Erev Shabbos, and the question was whether they were allowed to disembark, and Rabbi Gamliel told them, yeah, I saw that Erev Shabbos, we were already within the Tchum. Tano, so the Tana teaches us, Rabbi Gamliel had a scope. I forgot what they're called again, those things, a periscope that he were able to look through, and he was able to measure Shahayim Mabit, that he would look through it, but Soifen, he would see Ba'al Payim Amah, he knew that he was looking out exactly 2,000 Amas, B'yabosho, Ukenegda Al Payim Amah B'yam, and therefore he knew exactly what 2,000 Amas was in the ocean. Meaning, he had measured it, that he had made the glass, the looking glass, focused, that 2,000 Amas was exactly the amount that was in focus. So that way, whenever he looked into the ocean and he knew the area that was perfectly in focus, he knew that was the area that was 2,000 amas away. And that's what he used on the boat, and he saw that the port was already in focus, so he knew that the port was within 2,000 amas. So the Gemara says, based on that, so you can adjust things. So if a person wants to know how deep a valley is, so maybe Shpiferis, so you should bring a looking glass, Umabitba, and you should look through it, V'yada kama oimka ishal gai. And then you'll know how deep the valley is. So Rashi explains what it means is as follows. This is like, you know, the bridge. You build a bridge and you know how heavy, how many tons the bridge can hold because you drive a truck on until the bridge collapses and then you know that's that heavy. So Rashi uses that philosophy for measuring here also. I take a scope and I know that this scope measures 2,000 feet or whatever it is. and then I go into the valley and I walk backwards up the mountain until I get to, oh, it's perfectly in focus now, so I know that that's 2,000 feet. That's how I know that the valley is 2,000 feet. Gemara then goes another interesting area. If I want to know how high a palm tree is, let's say I need the wood and I need a certain telephone pole size, so I want to know how high the tree is, but I can't climb up. So what do? Moidid kamosi, I measure how tall I am, v'tziloi, and how long my shadow is. And I do the ratio of my height to the shadow, v'tziloi and my shadow, v'tzel kamosi, and then I measure the shadow of the tree, v'yeda kamagoivoi, sheldeko, and then I'll be able to figure out, mathematically, I'll be able to figure out how the ratio, how high the palm tree is. Also, totally new thing, if I want that I shouldn't have a fox or a wild animal sleeping in the shadow of my Beis HaKvaros. What they used to do is they used to put a maseva on top of the Beis HaKvaros, and that used to create a shade. And there was a certain time of day where the shade was cool and the sun was hot, so the animals would like to sleep in the shade. And the problem was, when the animals slept in the shade, they would smell the dead body, and that would attract them, and they would dig it out. And we didn't want that to happen. So in order to avoid making sure that the animals don't sleep in the shadow of my matseva, so how do I figure out exactly where my shadow would be? What I do is I put a stick in the ground at exactly the fourth hour of the day, the year lehechan siloi, and I see how far that shadow goes. And then I take that shadow, that length, umashpia va'oila umashpia v'yayrid. So what I do is, and I take and I build the side of the kever that's in the shadow, and I build that on a slant, so that no animal can benefit from the shadow of them. It's not flat. It's not an area that the animal can lie down in. And then once the animal is not there during the day, now there are other times in the day that the matseva will create a shadow, but that doesn't matter because the animals won't use the shade in that time of day anymore. So therefore, I'm limited to that. Okay, we're going to start this gemara, but it's going to run into the next omid. Nechemya bereid rav chiniloi mishtachei shmeitzel. He was learning, and he forgot, while he was so orangutan, he was so involved in his learning, he forgot where he was. So nafak chutz l'tchum, so he ended up accidentally walking outside the tchum, and then he chapped that he went too far. So they wanted to know how they can get him back into the tchum. Amar Rav Chista, the Rav Nachman. So Rav Chista said to Rav Nachman, Nechemya talmidcho shori b'tzar. Your student, Nechemya, is in tzar, and he can't get back into the tchum. Amaloi asoloi mechitzel shal b'nei adam v'yichnois. So go ahead and make a wall with people around him, and through that wall he'll be able to, now he'll be inside a wall, he'll be within Dalet Amos, and he'll be able to walk the whole Dalet Amos, and he'll end up walking into the Tchum, and once he walks into the Tchum, so then he'll be walk as far as he wants. So the Gemara continues to say, Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak achurei de Rava. So Rav Nachman was sitting behind Rava. The Yosef Rava came to Rav Nachman, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman when this discussion was happening. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, the Rava, my kami boyle. What's the question that Rav Chista has? In other words, how are they going to do this to make this wall so that he could walk back in? Elaim of Adamali Gavareskina, are we talking about that you're going to have enough people, that those people somehow are able to walk outside the tchum, and they're able to create like a fence out of people? And the question is whether not the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that says that once I'm inside an area, once I'm inside mechitzos, I'm allowed to walk the entire mechitzos. So basically, even though I wasn't within those walls Erev Shabbos, everybody agrees that if I'm within walls Erev Shabbos, I can walk that entire distance. Here the question is that the walls were created on Shabbos. I'm going to create a fence out of people, and I'm going to create the wall on Shabbos. And now the question is whether or not that creates a real legitimate wall for me to use. And therefore I could walk back into the tchum. Or maybe we don't pass like Rebbe Gamliel, meaning a wall that's created on Shabbos will not create this heter of walking Dalet Amos. And we're talking about that you don't have people that are going to surround him. And then the question is whether or not we pass like Rebbe Eliezer, like we're going to learn later, that Rebbe Eliezer says that if a person walks, if he's still within two Amos outside of his tchum, because we're machmer on the measurements, we're going to allow him to walk back into the tchum. And here the question was he within two amos from the tchum? In other words, he was dalet amos within two amos outside of the tchum. So basically, he was within six amos out of the tchum. And once he is within six amos out of the tchum, he's already allowed to walk back into the tchum. And we'll stop with this line, even though the Gemara is in the middle over here. Pshita b'deloy malu gavri yaskini. We're talking about where they didn't have people, he didn't use the people he was really within for Amos. So, all right, we'll stop over here and we'll pick up next week. Hold on one second.